This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I will open hour number two the same way I opened hour number one, letting you know that Wayne Allen Root and Donald Trump, the former president of the United States and leader of the free world, are a tag team speaking together in Florida coming up on April 11th at Club 45. What a great honor. What a wonderful surprise. It was supposed to be my night, and Donald Trump saw that I was speaking at Club 45, which is the biggest Donald Trump fan club in the world, and 2,000 people or so attend every event. And Donald Trump called them up and said, Wayne Root is speaking, and they said, yeah, and he said, I'm in. I want to join him. So it's going to be Wayne Root and Donald Trump speaking on the same day, as on the same night. And then Trump will retire to the audience and watch my speech at Club 45 on April 11th, Monday, April 11th. So I'll be off on the show that day and flying back the following day. But it's worth it to miss a couple days to how many people in the whole world can say they gave a speech with Donald J. Trump. So Trump is there, I guess, to give a little speech and introduce me and talk a little bit about Wayne Root. That's a real honor. And then he's going to watch my presentation. So they said, he said, Wayne is speaking. Oh, I love Wayne. I'm coming. And they said, well, if you're coming to watch him, you might as well speak. And he said, okay, I'll speak. So now they've sent out the promotions with Wayne Root and President Donald J. Trump, and it's sold out in 20 minutes. All 2,000 or so seats gone. So I'm very honored, and I can't wait to get down to Palm Beach and have a chance to do a tag team with President Trump on that stage. I also opened by saying that as exciting as that news was for me, it's kind of a culmination of everything I've worked for in my life. You know, my career is exploding, the radio show is exploding. We've got three TV networks talking about a Wayne Root TV show, and lots of great things are happening. A TV network actually wants to do a two-hour special about the Wayne Root Donald Trump speech at Club 45. So I'm negotiating that as well. So with all of these things happening and new book coming out and last books did really well and lots of great things happening, this really is the culmination to me of everything I work for in my political end of my life. You know, to have the President of the United States say, I want to attend Wayne Root's event. I want to speak on that night too. And now it's a Wayne Root Donald Trump event, a Trump Root event on April 11th in Palm Beach. But as exciting as that was, it was also a sad morning because Bruce Willis's family announced today that he has significant cognitive issues and he's got a disease called aphasia. I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it or not. Chris, maybe you could check for me with Google. How do you pronounce aphasia? Is that the right pronunciation? But it's a form of dementia. It's a form of, you know, like Alzheimer's. And he's going to retire from acting at age 67. Keep in mind, I am 60, going on 61 this July. So I'm only April, May, June. I'm only 4 months away from being 61 years old. Bruce Willis is only 6 years older than me. And he's retiring from acting due to a terrible brain disease similar to dementia. I mean, that's just awful. And it really shook me up, to be perfectly honest with you, because, you know, to me, he's a heroic guy. He's a great guy. He's a macho action film star. He's a great Republican. He supported Republican presidents. And I don't know. I just kind of grew up with him. We're a very similar age. And I remember watching him with Cybill Shepherd on the first starring role he ever had on TV. I can't even remember the name of the show. But it was him and Cybill Shepherd. I clearly remember that. And they played like a husband-wife detective duo, I think, if my memory serves me. And it's been, you know, 30 years or so, I guess really almost 40 years that I've watched Bruce Willis. So it's sad. It's really sad. And to think he's not that much older than me and he's got dementia and he's retiring is really scary. He's been diagnosed with aphasia. He's had cognitive issues for years. I didn't know that. And it just got too bad. And this, when you look up aphasia, this disease is a form of dementia where you lose your ability to speak and you lose your ability to understand what other people are saying to you. So Bruce Willis heads into the retirement of his life with a terrible disease and an uncertain life in front of him. All the money in the world could not prevent the problem that's happening now, the nightmare that's enveloping his life. Very sad, and it was kind of devastating to me, to be honest with you, because I'm a big fan. So all my love and all my support and all my prayers go out to the Willis family, and I pray that he could beat this thing. If I was him, I'd stay away from traditional doctors. I would stay far away from hospitals, and I would go to non-traditional holistic doctors and see if somebody can help you. Because regular medical science just doesn't offer much hope. You know, I feel the same way about cancer. My parents died 28 days apart of cancer. And if I could do it all over again, I would convince them to go to Mexico or Germany and do, apricot seeds, Laetril. I would convince them to do intravenous vitamin C therapy. Anything but chemotherapy. Anything but that. You know, they didn't die of cancer. They died of cancer combined with chemotherapy. It's a horrible, barbaric way to treat people. And it's just, you know, look, we have the best surgeons in the world. When you look at the American healthcare system, we have the greatest surgeons and emergency room doctors in the world. If, God forbid, I'm ever in a horrible car accident or someone I love is in a car accident, I want them to have an American doctor in an American emergency room, best doctors in the world. If you are sick with a disease, I believe we have the worst doctors in the world. You know, I'd rather go to China. I'd rather go to Japan. I'd rather go to Mexico. I'd rather go to Germany, where they have doctors that are willing to try therapies that are banned in the United States, look down on the United States. It's just our doctors, when it comes to disease, are not good. When it comes to operations, the best. They're just, unfortunately, they're owned by Big Pharma, and they think the only answer is drugs and chemotherapy and radiation, and they don't have answers for most of these diseases at all. And those are brutal ways to go. Not me, baby. Intravenous vitamin C and all kinds of holistic alternative health options are what I would choose. So I opened the show telling you about the tragedy at the American-Mexican border, which is on May 23rd, the whole world's coming into our country. And I don't know how we stop it, but it's got to be stopped, and Biden's got to be stopped. He's a madman, and he's destroying this country. He's getting rid of Trump's, what was it, Title 42, is it? And therefore, everybody can come in. Everybody can come in. It's absolutely insane. And 170,000 people are amassing at the border to charge into the United States of America on May 23rd. And it's disgusting. And where's the money that was supposed to be spent on the wall? The Biden gang took $1.9 billion for the border wall and spent it on environmental restoration and community consultation. Do you want me to translate what those two words mean? That means they wasted them on BS, social justice, equity, bullspit, and Black Lives Matter, and they wasted it on climate change lies, and all of it went to groups that support the Democrat Party, and they made them all rich. The Biden administration moved $1.9 billion that was set aside for protecting Americans with the border wall and spent it in a wasteful and unknown manner. Biden's Office of OMB, what is it? Office of Management. I can never remember what it stands for. OMB. His director is Shalanda Young. The OMB director, Shalanda Young, would not say where the $1.9 billion of taxpayer money went, but it was clear the Biden administration didn't spend it on the construction of a border wall that would protect Americans. And in response to the questioning, Ms. Young finally said what Biden did with the money. We're actually doing environmental restoration, something that was woefully lacking. We're doing community consultation. I think that's important, and many of you represent constituents. Can you imagine? What does environmental restoration and community consultation really mean? They stole it, and they gave it to people just because they vote Democrat, and they gave it to big donors, and they made them rich. It's disgusting. And this is a wall that's to protect the American people as millions of people pour in through the border who don't belong here. Just disgusting. Don't forget what inflation is doing to the average American. American households face $5,200 a year Biden inflation tax. The San Fran Fed blames historic inflation rate on government spending. U.S. seeing its highest inflation rate in 40 years. See what I tell you about tangible? You got to own gold and silver. You have to. And in response to record inflation, Democrats want to spend more money. On Wednesday, Bloomberg reported the average American household will face a $5,200 inflation tax this year. I mean, this is just devastating to the economy, and it's destroying the middle class. And the San Francisco Fed blames the current inflation rate on government spending. The San Francisco Federal Reserve on Monday issued a study suggesting that government spending bills passed during the Biden administration are contributing to inflation. Inflation is high in much of the world, and for the United States, consumer prices have increased more than in similar countries. The authors contribute both the Rescue Plan and the CARES Act to inflation. So it's pretty clear, everything that Biden is doing is expanding the spending to points where the bubble is bursting and America's going under, and we're headed for a great recession. It's just insane we're letting him get away with this. By the way, 21 states sued the Biden administration to permanently end the federal mask mandates for planes and public transportation. And this is led by Governor Ron DeSantis and his Attorney General Ashley Moody, both of whom I saw last week when I was at Mar-a-Lago. And I heard a speech, heard their speeches at the Lincoln Day dinner event in Palm Beach, Florida, along with President Trump. Fantastic event. Fantastic elected leaders. Every state should be like Florida. We'll be right back.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health here. Listen, if you're like me, I was on a yo-yo for 10 years, man. That is a lot of ups and downs. Lose 10, gain 20. Lose 20, gain 30. Felt bad, brain fog, bone on bone on my knees. But I got great news for you. I learned that every diet works for a minute. But life is longer than a minute. We need something that's simple, that's scientific, that's sustainable. And I found it. For 25 years, I've been the same shape and size. I rebuilt the cartilage in my knees. I reversed high blood pressure, and you can too. Hey, do you know that a typical woman loses 15 to 20 pounds of fat? A man loses 20 to 30 every 4 weeks. Be a skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medication Zantac or Ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and Ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and Ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court. If you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer, call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233. 1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. Energized Health is the sponsor of this show. That's John and Chelsea Jubilee are the two people behind Energized Health, a husband-wife team that are changing people's lives for the better every single day. Chelsea was just on the show the other day. Was it Monday? Or am I losing my mind? Maybe it was Friday. It was Monday. Okay. All right, good. It was, in fact, Monday that she was on the show with John, but she did all the talking, which is very rare that John shuts up. It's very rare that I shut up, so I'm not racking on John. But I've never before had John so quiet. He took a back seat and let his wife explain the benefits of Energized Health for women. Because we always talk about the benefits for me and the benefits for guys, but Chelsea talked about the benefits for women, and I thought it was a fantastic interview. And I think they have the power to change people's lives. And you need to check them out. No one's telling you to, you know, go do it against your will. I'm not like the government. I don't have a gun to your head. I don't have the IRS sicked on you. I just suggest it's a good idea if you're 50 or 60 years old to take years off your life and take pounds out of your body and take fat out of your organs. That inner body visceral fat disappears with this Energized Health program. It's amazing. For me, it was the fountain of youth. And everywhere I go, people tell me I look great and I'm doing something right, including today's speech. I had a two-hour speech today with Bruce Merrin's Celebrity Speakers Bureau, and a lot of people came up to me to tell me, man, you look good. You really look as good as you talk about on the radio. So I got to thank Energized Health. And they are now the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. And the patent includes over 500 pages of science. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. Call Energized Health now at 888-444-8895, 888 toll-free, 444-8895, and tell them WAR, and you get 40% off the WAR discount, 40% off, 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. So I mentioned in the last segment that 21 states are suing the Biden administration to permanently end the federal mask mandates for planes and public transportations. 21 Republican state attorneys general. That's how you say it, plural. It's not attorney generals. It's attorneys general. I didn't even realize that. Filed a lawsuit on Tuesday against the Biden administration to nullify the rule issued by the CDC that requires the use of face masks on planes and other public transportation. By the way, one of my fantastic listeners who's always chiming in if I have a question, Larry said, OMB is the Office of Management and Budget. Office of Management and Budget. We were talking about Biden's OMB director in the last segment. It's the Office of Management and Budget. And even they admit that the spending is completely out of control. But when we talk about this idea that you need to wear masks on planes, when I got back from Mar-a-Lago, I gave a long rant on this. I call it the Root Rant. I tried to vent my anger. Because, you know, you can walk around, not just Florida, but any state now, any city in any state, and almost nobody has a mask on, almost nobody. And if they do, they're scared Democrats, scared of their own shadow. Or maybe in some cases they're nice people and they're just sick and they don't want to be exposed to germs. They have, you know, poorly running immune systems. So some of them may be people I would feel bad for if I knew their real circumstance. But for the average person, there's zero need to wear a mask ever again. And then you enter an airport, and everybody's wearing a mask. It's surreal. And then you get on a plane, and everybody is bothering you, not only wearing a mask, but hounding you to keep the mask on over your nose. As if, can you imagine how stupid? So I could walk around anywhere in Las Vegas with no mask. I go to any sporting event. I go to any concert. I go to any restaurant. I go to any supermarket. No mask. But when I get on an airplane, I have to wear a mask, even though airplanes have HEPA filters, which have the cleanest air in the world. Germ-free, because of the HEPA filter. It makes no sense. It's absurd. It is so ridiculous that you have to... It's like you're living in a different universe when you enter an airport. Nobody is walking around without a mask. Everybody has a mask. Why? Because the government orders it. You know, it's funny. I flew all the way to Florida. I walked around the Vegas airport and the Florida airport with no mask the entire time, and not one word was said by anybody. Not one guard said a word to me. Not one security personnel said a word to me. Nobody from any airport organization said a word to me. No security, nothing. No police officer, nobody said a word. I'm trying to get people to understand you don't need to listen to authority 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're not a Gestapo state. You can walk around an airport with your mask down, and there's nothing they can do to you. Stop listening to people in government who know absolutely nothing. You don't need a mask at an airport.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration plans to end its use of Title 42, a Trump-era pandemic border policy that allows the government to immediately turn away illegal immigrants at the southern border by the end of May. Doing away with the policy has many people asking questions, including Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly.
I'm really concerned that the Biden administration right now, they do not have a plan in place to deal with this. And, you know, hospitals and border communities are, they're really spread thin.
That audio courtesy of Fox 10 in Phoenix, Arizona. A tornado has touched down just south of Jackson, Mississippi. Parts of Arkansas, Illinois, Tennessee, and Missouri are all under tornado warnings as a strong storm system rumbles through the south. Storms expected to continue tonight. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as The Warrior, coming to you on USA Radio Network. The Root's on fire. Amio Life is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies. One of my favorite companies, Amio Life. Amio Life has these wonderful products like Alkaline Structured Silver Solution. And I drink it three times a day, a natural silver mouthwash. I gargle with it several times a day. Silver gel on my face. I put it on each night before bedtime. They've got silver lozenges that I use all throughout the show to keep my voice alive. Matter of fact, my voice is getting better and better, thank goodness. I gave a two-hour speech today. It was really worn out in hour one. But I've worked it back into shape, and I've sucked on all the silver lozenges I can from Amio Life, and they've saved me once again. All part of my daily wellness routine, and I asked Amio Life, because of inflation, if they could give all their products a 30% discount for my listeners only, and they said yes. So you get 30% off. You need the code ROOT30 to save 30%, ROOT30. Visit AmioLife.com. That's their website, A-M-E-O, AmioLife.com. And just use the promo code ROOT30 to get 30% off, or call them directly to 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148. Say ROOT30 and get 30% off every product in their product line, 800-422-8148. We've got our guest here. He's running for Congress, a conservative candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd District, otherwise known as CD3. He is a business owner of a construction company in Nevada and a construction company on the East Coast of the United States. His website is KovacsForCongress.com. Ladies and gentlemen, John Kovacs. John, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Lorraine. Thank you very much for having me.
So, running for Congress, obviously you have to weigh in on what's happening in Ukraine, which could be the start of World War III. The United States sent about $14 billion to Ukraine. $14 billion. I wouldn't have minded if they sent $14 million. They sent $14 billion to Ukraine. President Biden is making all kinds of strange comments that are enraging Putin and could lead to World War III. What do you think about Ukraine? How would you handle it if you were United States Congressman John Kovacs?
Very good question. There is no bad time for hard diplomacy, and in this particular instance, it should have been done by the president and or the administration while the Russians were amassing on the border. They chose not to because they did not have the same character as President Trump did, so they decide to stand by and watch, and Russia invaded Ukraine, and they're still standing by and watching, and they think the Ukrainians are going to work it out with the Russians, and they're negotiating. I don't know how that ends, because the bully is not going to stop beating up the little guy, as long as the little guy can't fight back. So we should diplomatically have been involved, and we're still not involved in a diplomatic way, in a hard enough diplomatic way, as we should be. And I agree with you. There's only so much you could do now. I mean, if you were going to do anything in terms of deterrence, it should have been done years ago. And when the Obama administration didn't want to do anything, and the Biden administration didn't want to do anything when they came in, now all of a sudden they're trying to saber rattle and threaten and all this, and while still standing on the sidelines, it's pretty ludicrous, and it's horrible to watch.
So, there's so many bad things going on at once, John. It's hard to get to all of them, to be honest with you. But I'll get to a couple more. First of all, Biden's new tax plan to raise $360 billion in revenues. He wants to impose a 20% minimum tax on billionaires. That includes taxes on unrealized gains. Your thoughts on that madness?
It's totally insane. I read about the unrealized gains. And here's something I want you to, that people really need to take heed of. It's total posturing because the Democrats are not going to go along with it. The Manchins and the Sinemans are not going to go along with it. What he's doing, he's dividing us again by class. And when you hear him talking about with Russia, the oligarchs and this and that, again, it's like go after the rich guy, go after the rich guy, and it's a distraction as to what's really going on. He's going to go, and you know what the number is? $360 billion potentially over 10 years. That's nothing. I mean, all this thing, we're going after the billionaires, and if they they do, and it was passed, which it's not going to be, $360 billion over 10 years divided by 10, $36 billion a year, that's nothing. It's nothing. And it's a distraction to what's really going on. Gas price.
It's pretty scary. No, we're not in control of that ship because we have all Democrats in charge of the United States, and we have Supreme Court justices that never rule in our favor, it seems like. It's incredible that Trump named three justices to the Supreme Court that I thought, you know, saved America for decades to come, and they all vote the wrong way every time there's an important issue. I don't understand how it's possible. I don't get it. Can't get a decent vote out of a Supreme Court nominee.
I think what happened was he kind of listened to people who thought they were, you know, these particular individuals were right leaning, and even though he may have spoken to them, I didn't think maybe didn't take the time to probably like really do an in depth vetting because he's relying on other people, and maybe they didn't perform well for him, because I've been a little bit disappointed, especially with the Brett Kavanaugh and some of the things he's done.
What do you think about the idea that Susan Collins and Mitt Romney are going to vote for? I don't know if Romney's announced it yet, but it's pretty clear wherever Collins goes, Murkowski goes, and Romney goes, and Joe Manchin is agreeing to do it, even though he's a Democrat. He's supposed to be a Democrat with common sense. They're all voting for Jackson, the Supreme Court nominee, who is so radical, clearly a critical race theory, white person hater, clearly friendly with terrorists, pro bono work for Guantanamo terrorists, clearly way too weak with pedophiles. She gave the wrong sentence to 10 different pedophiles, way short of the maximum penalty, right at the minimum each time. How do you vote for that if you're a Republican?
You know, I mean, this is a woman who, quite frankly, is more of an affirmative action type of appointee. That in and of itself, right, if it were me, it would be an insult. But I mean, but she's okay with it because that's how she kind of came up along the way. And here's the bigger issue: is this? So you're talking about political issues as they make their way to the court. How she's going to rule? What about the more mundane? What about your pet infringements? This woman doesn't have a clue. She's barely a criminal attorney at that, and then she got elevated to be a justice in a couple different courts.
She's been overturned. Overturned again and again, even by Democrat judges. She's always overturned. How is she qualified to be Supreme Court justice?
And that's just it. She's not, and she doesn't have the legal breadth in terms of the different subject matter that she's gonna be ruling on. That, you know, that never makes it to the papers because it's the more mundane. It's the legal. It's the rulings. It's the legal rules that you're ruling on. It's the things regarding, like I said, Pat, like with big, you're big on what was going on with COVID-19 and different types of patent things that were going on in terms of the injections on for the vaccines. Well, they wanted to. The administration wants to take the patents off. Well, regardless of where you stand on that, maybe, if you're the company and you've invested heavily in it, you might say, hey, wait a second. And that makes its way to the Supreme Court, say, potentially in a potential law, a hypothetical lawsuit. And you got Judge Jackson who outright said, I don't know anything about biology. How could she rule on a case like that? And that's just symptomatic of all the other types of cases. What about the employment law cases that she might get? Some of the religious freedom cases that she might. She has no idea, and she can't even speak intelligently on any of it. So to answer to your point, not at all qualified, and that should be the leading factor and the leading reason why you wouldn't confirm her.
Well, you brought up something interesting because you were talking about patents and you were talking about employment law. And I got to ask a very simple question of you, and that is, as a businessman who's built a very thriving construction company in both Nevada and on the East Coast of the United States, I think primarily in New Jersey, is that correct, John?
That's correct.
Okay, so as someone who's built that, we talked a minute ago about unrealized gains, taxing unrealized gains. Can you explain to the average person who maybe doesn't have monstrous investments in a business and in trucks and equipment what it would mean to pay taxes on unrealized gains?
That's a great question. And I was discussing this earlier. And I'm like, it doesn't necessarily end with the billionaires, because unrealized gains are you buy a stock today for $100. 2 months from now, right at tax season, at December 31st, it's worth $400. But you don't sell the stock. On paper, you made $200. You got to pay taxes on that $200, which you haven't touched, which is still there. That's an unrealized gain. You haven't cashed out. The money's still, because potentially come January, after December 31st, January 15th, you could drop back down again. So you could theoretically pay taxes on an unrealized gain in December, and then the stock drops back down. Why is that bad? Forget about the billionaires. We talked about this and how the money, just one, it's not going to go through, and two, it's not going to affect them, nor is it going to, write the country. But what the bigger situation is, what about all the other people? We have money in stock plans, 401ks, et cetera, right?
And right.
Individuals.
Exactly.
That's the beginning. It's going to slide down to, because the billionaires, if you took all their wealth today, it's a couple trillion dollars, which you know this country went through in 2 years. So the country knows how to burn through money. But where they need to really get it from is the untapped resources of the IRAs, the 401ks.
That's what they want. That's what they're going for. Yeah, no question. Hey, John, hold on a sec. I got a couple more questions for you. We'll do it on the other side of the break. We're headed to a break right now. You hear the music. John Kovacs running for Congress. His website, KovacsForCongress.com. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. We'll be right back.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allyn-Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne Allyn Roots. Sponsor this segment, Fellowship Home Loans. You know that buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment you'll ever make. Having a friend in the mortgage business can help. And my friends Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans have been providing assistance to people just like you for nearly 20 years, providing information about purchases, refinancing, VA loans, reverse mortgages. It's not too late to take advantage of these historically low rates, but you have to act now. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or visit fellowshiphomeloans.com. Fellowshiphomeloans.com, tell them Wainwright sent you, and you have friends in the mortgage business, Mike and Brian, 800-804-SAVE. All right, we're back with John Kovacs, conservative candidate for Congress in Nevada, CD3, business owner of construction companies in Nevada and on the East Coast in New Jersey. Website KovacsForCongress.com. I think it's safe to say, John, you're like a common sense, average Joe kind of candidate. You know, you sound like a common sense small businessman, and that's what you are, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you'd be surprised how, just by using a straightforward common sense approach, how uniquely superiorly intelligent that seems to people who don't use that type of methodology.
No, I get it. I get it. And, you know, I asked you about how it would affect you, you know, if unrealized gains are taxed. It's the same issue that I find the average person doesn't understand with the topic of capital gains. When they hear capital gains, the average person thinks, oh, that's about rich people selling billion-dollar pieces of property. That doesn't affect me. Folks, you spend your entire life making a mortgage payment. And after 30 years, you own the home clear. And you go to sell that home, like right now, real estate is bursting in Las Vegas. It's incredible how good things are. Everyone, you know, if you put a home up for sale in Vegas, John, there are 20 offers in an hour. And you sell it for $50,000 over asking price. So it's a great time to sell your home. Guess what that is? Capital gains. You think you're an average middle-class person, but if you raise capital gains taxes, you're going to pay a lot more after you've worked your whole life for a business and sell it, or for a house and you sell it. This affects everybody. Capital gains aren't about rich people. They're not for rich people owning billion-dollar properties. They're for you and me and John. Capital gains are very important.
You're 100% right. Capital gains are, and even this unrealized, because it's all... this is what happened in New Jersey years ago. We never had a corporate business tax. And all of a sudden, the governor comes out, Merck doesn't pay corporate business tax. That shouldn't be fair. Do you know what he did? He institutes a corporate corporate business tax. And you know what? Before you know it, every business in the state pays, whether you made money or not, minimum corporate business tax, $2,000. And who can afford the $2,000 the most? Merck. Who can afford it the least? The normal guy. And that's the direction that went. And you know what? With the unrealized gains, that's exactly the direction it's going to go. Not when it's first initiated, not when it's first talked about, but if it ever gets passed 5 years down the road, that's the way it's going to go. Because quite frankly, $326 billion, even though, you know, that's a lot to a normal person, that's nothing to the government who's able to spend trillions of dollars in a period of 2 years. So
right,
the only way to raise that kind of money is to take it from everybody. And don't think they won't, because they will. That's the reason why it was introduced to begin with.
And it's the same thing with the percentage that they take from you. You know, in Connecticut, I used to live in New York, and when I was a kid, Connecticut was a zero income tax state. And everybody in the whole New York, every businessman or woman wanted to move to Connecticut, or at least fake that they lived in Connecticut, you know, keep a P.O. box there, and instead of paying like 10% New York state income tax, you'd pay zero in Connecticut. And then along comes a governor, a Republican governor, Lowell Weichert, who convinces everybody in Connecticut, oh, it's just going to be like a 1% state income tax. Don't worry about it. It's only 1%. And today, Connecticut has the top three highest taxes in America. And so when you let them in with a 1%, very soon it's going to be 2%, then 4%, then 8%. And pretty soon, 20 years down the line, you're paying 10%, just like New York and California, and it's among the highest taxes in the nation. So anything they put in there automatically gets worse over time. Don't let them do it.
I agree, 100%.
All right, gas prices. This is the last question, and I'll let you run. Gas prices through the roof, no end in sight. What can we do? Middle-class people are going to get destroyed, and that's with gas at $5 a gallon and sometimes $6. What do you do when it gets to $7, $8, $9, and $10 a gallon? John Kovacs, what's your answer?
The answer is produce more of the gas. Produce more of the oil and allow more of the oil to be refined in the country to produce the gas. And, you know, of course, the natural gas that goes along with it. The current gas price crisis phenomenon we have is something had he not signed the Keystone XL pipeline, and that's kind of metaphoric for every other oil-killing legislation that he halted with permits and all the other stuff that he did, the executive order. If he left those things alone from the Trump administration, there might still be a war in Russia, but we would not be anywhere near inflation where we are, gas prices where we are. And that's a shame. And that's because that's done by design, because they want to kill the economic engine in this country. They really, really do. They're going to turn this country into a third world country. And that's really what I think that's what the goal is.
It is, but why does anybody want to turn America into a third world country? These people are mentally ill. There's no other answer. Who would want to take a prosperous country where middle class people become rich, like Wayne Root, a son of a butcher? Why would you want to destroy that and turn us into some Central American tin pot dictator country? Why? And the answer is you're mentally ill. These people are mentally ill communists. John Kovacs, he's running for Congress, CD3 in Nevada. KovacsForCongress.com. You want to help him, want to donate? KovacsForCongress.com. Thanks, John.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.